This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Say good morning to Chris Hardnick joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
So, Chris, I understand you guys are getting ready to head off on a mission to Guatemala. What's the organization about and what's the mission about?
Well, our group is called Careways Collaborative, and we're a nonprofit. We like to think of as more of an educational as well than a medical mission, but I guess we're both. And we're heading off to Guatemala to help the local healthcare teams figure out how to care for children with complex needs better and to help lower child mortality there by working through what their problems are and helping them find solutions.
So this is an organization you, along with a few other doctors here in the area, decided to get together to help people who simply don't have the amazing care that we have here. How did this all come about?
Well, I've been teaching pediatric surgery and airway surgery around the world since 2007. About a decade later, in 2017-18, it became clear that teaching airway surgery is like throwing a pebble, but the stone is all of these poor kids around the world who are dying for reasons that they wouldn't die back home because of not just doctors, but doctors and nurses and therapists, all the great teamwork that we do here that just we're taught to build work in as teams here, but that training really isn't taught abroad. So we expanded in 2018 and laid the roots for forming Careways Collaborative. So it's doctors and nurses and therapists who then go down and partner one-on-one with the surgeons, with the nurses, with the therapists, and then we show by modeling how we round together and we take care of kids holistically and how that can actually not just improve an outcome, but actually can save lives.
And I'm sure financially it's such a big burden to take these doctors to get all of the tools that you need to get down there to perform this care. What's the best way for people to help?
The best way to help is to go look at our website, which is Careways Collaborative, or in the Instagram page or in any form. But there and to give whatever you can. I mean, we are funded by local parents, by local supporters, by people who really want to. You know, every dollar that is given goes to helping these kids and getting our teams down there, and then getting the equipment so that these local healthcare teams, whether it's in Guatemala or El Salvador where we go, or Colombia or the Dominican Republic, develop their own programs so they can care for their own children.
Wow. How long are you going to be down there this trip?
8 days.
Mm. And they go like for nothing.
Right.
This is donated time, taking their vacation time off work. This is a true mission, and
right,
it's just so amazing. And we wish you the safest of travels and that you get lots done, and hopefully we can get you a little bit of money.
Well, you're just wonderful. Thank you for taking the time.
Okay, so let me give the website again. If you want to make a donation, it's careways.world. All the information is there. You can find out who they are, what we do, how you can donate. CAREWAYS, Careways World, or careways.world. That is the website. And Doctor, we just want to welcome you officially now, you and your entire
and team.
to Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad to be part of the team, and thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
All right. Thanks,
All
Chris.
Right,
we'll talk
care.
To you soon.
Days.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if you have something you'd like to share with us, like you're getting ready to travel halfway around the world to help kids who are sick, or maybe you just repainted your house and you feel like you accomplished something, mm-hmm. That's fine too. It could be something super small and simple or something big. We want to hear about it. We'd love to have you to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, you can call or text us here in the studio to set that up. We can record it off the air at some point that's convenient to you. You don't have to do it at this moment, I know. Or you could do it at this moment if you wanted to. Whatever.
We're flexible.
We'll make it work, man. Don't you worry.
That's right. 617-931-1234 to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. What do you have for Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning, Kennedy?
Okay. Kelly Clarkson this morning is bringing us Sabrina Carpenter, but country.
All I'm asking, baby.
That's a yes for me, dog.
Sing the phone book. I wouldn't care.
Right?
Okay, I'm going to need her
There's
to re-record the entire Short and Sweet album from Sabrina Carpenter as country, and that would be amazing.
She is remarkable.
That's great. Thanks,
mm-hmm.
Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Julia from Somerville.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, Elle is in the car. They both teach in Lawrence.
Oh, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
What grade do you ladies teach?
I do middle school. Oh. And Elle does elementary school.
Mm. Oh. What's a skibbity toilet? Am I right?
Yeah, that's what we all want to know.
That's what we all want to know. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So you know how this works. There are five trivia questions. Kennedy's leaving the studio now. She won't be able to hear anything that's about to happen. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Chad Kroeger, the lead singer of Nickelback, turns 50 today. Chad's only been married once to this skater boy singer. What's her name?
Avril Lavigne.
Joe Manganiello says Deal or No Deal Island Season 2 will give away the most money anyone's ever won on TV. Which comedian was the host of the original Deal or No Deal?
Not sure.
Question number three. It was 19 years ago today in 2005. Carrie Underwood released her debut album, Some Hearts. It featured the song Before He Cheats. Finish this line from the song. Take a listen.
Flashed a knife through all four tires.
Question number four. SZA says she's mad that she got a Brazilian butt lift because she didn't need it. I didn't know that was the thing.
Oh, BBLs? Oh, yeah. BBLs are a thing.
SZA had a single reach number one with the same name as a Tarantino movie. Name the song.
Kill Bill.
Question number five. A list of Thanksgiving movies about dysfunctional families includes Addam Family Values, Home for the Holidays, and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Name both of the stars of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Steve Martin. I think I only remember Steve Martin.
All right. Oh. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Jessica, thank you for your restraint during that, of not spilling anything.
It was really hard.
Did you know some of the answers?
Yeah.
Julia, say good morning to Kennedy's sister, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Do you want to ask any like deep dark secrets about Kennedy's childhood? I'm sure you'll spill the beans, right?
Sure. What secrets do I have left?
I know, none.
Was she a mean sister growing up?
No.
Who was the mean sister?
I don't think any of us were mean.
We were all 13 at one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most likely to not make their bed.
Probably me.
Kennedy's like,
yeah, yep, for reals.
You got that right. All right, Kennedy, Julia, and Elle got, I have 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friends.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Chad Kroeger, lead singer of Nickelback, turning 50 today. He's only been married once to this Skater Boy singer. What is her name?
Avril Lavigne.
Tied at 1. Joe Manganiello says Deal or No Deal Island Season 2 will give away the most money anyone's ever won on TV. Which comedian was the host of the original Deal or No Deal?
Howie Mandel.
Joe Manganiello, is that the guy you like?
He's good. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thumbs up. Mm-hmm.
Smart, intelligent, all those things.
Yes. Well read.
2 to 1, question number 3. I love how Kennedy just like got all flustered there when I mentioned Joe Manganiello.
No, I just, you know.
19 years ago today in 2005, Carrie Underwood released her debut album, Some Hearts, featuring Before He Cheats. Finish the lyric. Kennedy, take a listen.
Smashed the glass. I'm not going to get it. Slashed the glass.
Slashed a hole.
In all four tires.
In all four tires.
Got it.
Yes. 2 to 1 question number 4. SZA says she's mad that she got a Brazilian butt lift because she didn't need it.
Nobody does.
Did you know that was a thing?
Oh, yeah. The BBL? Come on.
Oh, my God. The two of you.
It's not like They're a dying. New thing.
It's
I've
not
never heard of a BBL.
Have you seen a Kardashian?
Or Cardi B.
SZA had a single reach number 1 in the country with the same name as the Tarantino movie. What is it?
Oh, Kill Bill. Thank you.
Yes. 3 to 2. Question number 5. A list of Thanksgiving movies about dysfunctional families include Addam's Family Values, Home for the Holidays, and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Name both of the stars of that movie.
Which one?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, Steve Martin and John Candy.
John Candy was the one you
How about them
missed.
Bears?
Yes.
Those aren't pillows.
Very good. Julia, we appreciate you and Elle listening this morning. Kennedy gets the win 4-2. You don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Julia and Ellen. We can't beat Kennedy.
Have a good day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. That's the number to call. You can call or text that same number. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. We have Kennedy's sister, Jessica, who is in hanging out in the studio this morning. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
I was trying to think the last time we saw each other. It has been a long time.
It's been a minute.
I think we all went out to eat in Las Vegas, probably in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember. That's a long time
I
ago.
Even
since
there.
I don't.
It was Vegas.
You know,
fuzzy. Everything's fuzzy.
Yeah, I don't remember much of that trip.
Mm.
Explain this to me, Kennedy. What you two are doing, because it's something to do with a TV show and a hockey match.
Yeah.
At Gannis Arena.
Yeah, so there's a TV show, it's called Shorzy, and it is a spinoff of a TV show called Letterkenny.
So funny.
Which is one of the best written shows I've ever experienced in my life.
Where
These people
is
are
this
my family.
Show?
Hulu.
It's on Hulu,
streaming.
And it's basically, one guy, he created it, and it's about people in Canada. And this TV show is about a senior league whale hockey team and their trials and tribulations.
So like a beer hockey league? Or?
No, senior league.
Oh, a senior league.
Trying to get the ships. And
okay.
So what they're doing is the people on the show who play the hockey players on the team are coming to play some like Bruins alumni and stuff like that. And so it's the hockey game is going to be at Aggeneau Arena on Saturday night.
And you flew in from Montana specifically for this?
Yes.
Yeah, I bought tickets the second they went on sale.
Yeah, we were very excited.
Yeah.
Why do you sound incredulous when you say she flew in from Montana?
It's a long way to fly.
We had shirts made.
What?
We have the whole thing.
How about that?
Yes, we're very excited.
Is this going to be maybe an inspiration for your next novel?
No. But there are tons of hockey romances out there.
We do have an over-under on how long we'll end up staying, but... We
don't. Are you going to heckle? I feel like it's encouraged that assures you.
I feel like... chirp a little bit.
Yeah, you got to chirp.
You got to chirp. So, in any event,
you're
really
too fly,
excited.
Bud.
Yeah, we're too fly, bud. So, yeah, it has its own language. It has its own whatever.
Right.
It's like that.
And
so,
what's the name of the show again? Shorzy?
It's the character.
Okay,
the
gotcha.
Name.
That's going to be awesome.
I highly recommend. And so, yeah, I'm really excited.
Me too.
Today's a day of rest. And then Sunday, I think we're going to do like high tea somewhere. We're going to be fancy.
Oh, okay.
That's very different than Shorzy.
We try.
Emma is from Wellesley. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
So Emma is 13 years old. And tell us where you're getting ready to go for the first time.
On Saturday, I'm leaving for India.
Cool.
Did you mean to say Indiana?
No.
Why are you going? Are you going to see family? Or are you going...
Yeah, so I have family there, and I'm going to go see the house where my great-grandparents grew up in, but I'm also going to see the Taj Mahal and the Golden Temple.
Wow.
And then we're going to head over to Dubai.
Dubai is awesome. I've been there. It's awesome.
How long is the flight to get to India from Boston?
12 hours.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, girl. I'm going to be taking a 20-hour one in December. Not looking forward to that.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you thought about what you're going to do while you're on a plane for that long?
Sleep.
Hopefully sleep, but yeah. I know like I'm probably not going to be able to.
I know you're going
to
be all amped up.
Do your best to sleep.
Well, that's
I know. Mom and Dad are going to be mad.
That's
that sounds like an awesome trip.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, have a great time. Will you call us when you get back and tell us how it was?
I will.
Thank you.
All right, bye,
Safe
Emma.
Travels.
Wow. 13 years
what
old.
A wonderful experience.
You know where I went? I got to see the world at Epcot.
I went to a motel in Cape Cod for a week in the summer.
I saw my grandpa's house in Towano, Virginia.
Tracy's from Ayer.
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 Good morning, Tracy. What's going on for you this weekend?
Good morning. Well, today is my birthday.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Okay. We can't say happy or birth or day to you because we don't own the rights to those words anymore.
Well,
understand.
Well.
But I'm in the midst of a birthday celebration triathlon of sorts. I did 58 minutes of strength. I'm in the midst of 58 minutes on the bike, and then I'm going to do a 58-minute walk.
Will you go do 58 minutes of fun later? Because
sound like I'm heading up to Maine to get my hair done, which is what I do once a month. And staying with my nephew and his wife, who are expecting their first baby in February. We're going to go out to dinner, and I'm going to enjoy some time there. And then I'm going to come back and be Team Lana and put my Christmas decorations up.
Let's go.
I'm going to do a 58-minute nap in your honor later today.
Same. I will, too.
I have a big Zoom meeting today, Kennedy.
Yeah?
I just found out recently I'm going to be hosting the tree lighting ceremony at Patriot Place. Yes.
Very exciting.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so today we have to have a Zoom meeting, so they're going to go through the run of show. Got to make sure I don't screw up their tree lighting.
I know I was supposed to do something down there for them for the ice skating, but it's been so warm they couldn't make ice.
Oh, no. That stinks.
You know what I mean? I feel badly for them.
Right.
But in any event, that sounds like so much fun.
No, I can't wait. So I have that going on. And
when
then,
is the tree lighting?
Next Friday.
Yeah, I think it's happening next Friday.
I know Carson's schedule better than he does.
I know. Are you his manager? He was like, when is it?
Hold on. Let me text one of my two wives to find out when and where I'm supposed to be.
We'll let you know.
Right. Exactly. And then obviously, we're going to be out collecting toys on Saturday. Sure. We're going to be at the Burlington Mall tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you come out. The Grinch is going to be there. We're going to be set up in the Burlington Mall right near Santa Claus. You can register to win those tickets to see Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yep.
So, again, that's tomorrow, Burlington Mall, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1. 104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you are getting into over the weekend. So we have Tarion and Taylin. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. They're from Cumberland, Rhode Island, and there's a big competition happening this weekend. What's going on?
So tomorrow is the competition for Rhode Island's preteen cheer team.
Ooh.
So my daughter cheers for the junior Pee-wee team, and she's going to be competing tomorrow, so we're very excited about that.
Let's go!
How old is she?
She is 8 years old.
8 years old.
That must be the most adorable thing in the world to watch.
You want to say go Clippers? We're very excited to see all the Clippers teams perform tomorrow, but specifically the junior Pee-wee.
That is the best. One of my daughters did that, and going to those competitions is like the most amazing, because these kids are so athletic at that age.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing crazy stunts. It is very hard and dangerous. Be careful and have a great time, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The only cheer I know is from the movie Bring It On.
It's cold in here. There must be some Toros in the atmosphere.
Oh, come on.
The only one I remember from when I was in high school, they did, it was called Powder Puff. So the guys would dress up as cheerleaders and the girls would play a football game.
Yep. That's cool.
And I was one of the cheerleaders and there was like, we're dynamite, we're dynamite, we're tick, 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 boom, dynamite. And then you'd throw out your butt when you did the boom.
Well, your enthusiasm is palpable.
Karan is from Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Are we celebrating this resignation today?
So, I'm resigning from my job after 17 years. My sister has been in an abusive relationship and has been in addiction for the past 18 years. The fiance passed away, so now she has her freedom. So I am moving closer because my job is about an hour and a half away. So I can be with her. She just completed a 30-day recovery, and we're going to be doing outpatient. So the new job allows me to drive her back and forth to outpatient.
That is awesome.
Congratulations to
your
sister.
I've been with my company for 17 years, but I'm very excited for the future for her and then for myself.
Oh, I love it.
That is awesome.
You're a good sister.
Yeah, I gave her my bedroom. She's doing good. I'm sleeping on the couch, but that's okay because she's finally getting her life together.
You're a good doobie.
Good doobie.
Thank you. And I love you guys. I listen to you guys every single morning. Follow you guys on social media. You guys are the best.
We love you right back.
That's great. That is great.
What an incredible woman.
Brittany is from Northbridge. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello. Say hello to Kennedy's sister, Jessica, too.
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hi.
So what do you got going on this weekend, Brittany?
Oh, I got a fun-filled birthday weekend I made for myself.
Okay.
Today, I'm heading into Boston because my mom is, she's been away for like a month and a half in Florida because of my grandfather's home was damaged in the hurricane. So she's finally coming home. So doing some fun stuff in Boston today. That includes Chef Jason Sanchez's buttermilk and bourbon.
Smart.
For the reservation.
Smart. It's so good. Smart.
Yeah. I'm like,
wow.
Yes. Definitely fitting that
what
in.
What time's our reservation?
6 p.m.
Okay, good.
Word of advice is get the biscuits.
Yes.
Get the biscuits.
That's a must.
All the biscuits. Yes.
So excited. Going to do the aquarium with my daughter. She's 2. So,
that sounds like a perfect day.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a 34-minute nap in your honor.
Please do.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. How about you, Producer Dan? What are you getting into this weekend?
I honestly don't have... I'm pretty broke from my last weekend in Philly for my anniversary trip. So this is more of like, we're going to chill.
Okay.
But, you know, the big thing for me is we're collecting toys at the Burlington Mall Saturday.
Right.
I'm super excited to get out there and meet some of the people like every year.
Right.
And then afterwards, I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory right in the mall.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's my big trip this weekend. Cheesecake, baby.
Our good friend Corey from Medford. What are you getting into this weekend, Corey?
Well, I am going to go see the Ina Garten
talk over at Symphony Hall tonight. She's talked about her new autobiography.
You're seeing the Barefoot Contessa?
Yes, exactly. Ah, I won tickets. I can't wait to see it tonight.
Should I know who that is, Kennedy?
You would recognize her if you saw her.
She's very big Food Network star.
Okay,
she's been on forever.
I got you.
She cooks from her house in the vineyard.
Yes, it's very...
I'm not plugged in.
Her husband, Jeffrey's always there.
Right. It's very like, you know, some chefs are like, bam! And she's not. She's very, it's very
laid back. So I went to my garden and I picked out some basil.
Right.
And now we're going to put it in the lasagna.
Yes.
It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. did you say hello, by the way, to Kennedy's sister, Jessica Corey?
Hey, Jess, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
This is our number one fan, Corey from Medford.
He's the best. He's the best.
All right, well, you have a great weekend, Corey.
All right, see you all Saturday.
Bye, all right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Kennedy, say good morning to Morris, who is joining us in the studio for Can't Beat Kennedy.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Also, his son Cameron is here. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
So they won an auction at a big charity event, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. And I want to find out how much they spent to get in here, because this is a highly prized event that is about to happen. You paid to lose a game, I think.
Yes.
But it's for a great cause.
Just for fun. Yeah.
It is just for fun. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Please, Kennedy, leave.
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right. So you understand how this works. We've got five pop culture trivia questions. Answer more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you look over to your left, you can see Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio. Look right through that glass right there to your left. You can wave at her if you want.
It's almost like a zoo exhibit.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, a tie is a loss for you. Question number one. The time machine in Back to the Future was not originally a car, it was a refrigerator, but Robert Zemeckis was worried it would lead to kids locking themselves in refrigerators, so they changed it. What type of car is used in Back to the Future?
DeLorean.
Question number two. It looks like Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon's Tomb Raider series. Who does Sophie Turner share her two daughters with?
Joe Jonas.
All right.
Oh, he's plugged in. Look at that.
Cameron's killing it, Morris. He just put his thumbs up. Remember,
that works well in radio.
Yeah, it's great. More hand gestures while we're on the air. Question number three. Rapper B.O.B. turns 36 today. Who sings the hook on his song, Airplanes? Take a listen.
Back at it by the end of the night.
Can we get in that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now.
All right, Morris or Cameron, what you got? got them stumped.
Rihanna, maybe?
Rihanna, maybe. Okay, question number four. Burger King is offering 1 million Whoppers for the price of $1 while supplies last. To get your $1 Whopper, you need to be a member of their Royal Perks loyalty program. What has Burger King's, what is Burger King's most used slogan over the years? Anything? Phone a friend? 50-50? No. Don't. People in the background trying to help out. No answer? Okay. Question number five. Taylor Swift released a holiday collection that includes a gemstone ring that Swifties think is a hint at her next Taylor's version release. There are only two albums left to be made into Taylor's versions. What are they? The looks on their faces right now, Dan.
Not a lot of Swifties in the room.
I can't say that I am.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hey, Dan.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
All right, Morris and Cameron. I have them down getting 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay. Well done, friend.
Yes. These are really hard questions. Are you ready?
Yep.
The time machine in Back to the Future was originally supposed to be a refrigerator, but Robert Zemeckis was worried that it would lead to kids locking themselves in refrigerators, so they changed it. What type of car is used in Back to the Future?
A DeLorean.
1-1. It looks like Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon's Tomb Raider series. Who does Sophie Turner share her two daughters with?
I have no idea. What?
I'm surprised by that. Joe Jonas.
Oh.
Sophie Turner.
I was thinking of somebody else for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
2-1. Question number three. Rapper B.O.B. turns 36 today. Who sings the hook on his song Airplanes? Please take a listen.
And I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
In that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now.
What you got?
Haley Williams.
It is Haley Williams. Nice job.
Paramore's own.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Burger King is offering 1 million Whoppers for the price of $1 a piece.
Where?
On their app.
Oh.
It's their Royal Perks loyalty program. While supplies last.
I don't know if I want to be that loyal to Burger King. I just feel like it's not a good long-term strategy.
What is Burger King's most used slogan over the years?
Have it your way.
Have it your way. Ah. Is that ring a bell now? Yeah, it sounds good. 3-2. Question number 5. Taylor Swift released a holiday collection that includes a gemstone ring that Swifties think is a hint at her next Taylor's version release. How many things did you try and buy of her collection today?
Well, the one I wanted was already gone.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The Swifties are fast.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
There are only two albums left to be made into Taylor's versions. What are they?
Reputation. Red? No, that already happened. Don't, Dan. The Swiftie over here.
I know, he's a big Swiftie.
What is it?
Her self-titled Taylor Swift album.
I was thinking that.
Do you know why? Because all she has left to reclaim is her reputation and her name.
I don't know who you are anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone.
Nice job, Dan. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Morris and Cameron. You don't get the cash. We do appreciate you coming in to play this morning. So let me get Dwayne. Can we give Dwayne that microphone real quick? So Dwayne is from the Council for Children. They won a charity auction to come in here and do this morning. Get very close to that microphone. Okay. Tell us about your organization. I know it's a 501c3. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit organization. We're called the Greater Attleboro Area Council for Children.
Right.
We'll just call it the Council for Children. We were established in 1991, and our signature event is called Christmas is for Kids.
Right.
So these gentlemen won the... an auction item.
Yes.
That money is going to benefit the kids in our program because Christmas is for kids. We service about 1,000 children and families through this program.
That's a pretty big program. That's a lot of families that you're helping out. Right.
Yeah. How much?
800.
There we go.
$800,000.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible.
Well, Dwayne, you can auction us off anytime for the children.
If people want to find out about your organization, if they want to donate, if they want to volunteer, if they want to get involved, how can they do that, Dwayne?
Sure, they can go to our website. It's thecouncilforchildren.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find us on any of the social media platforms,
right.
Council for Children.
And you said Cattleboro, right? Is that where it is?
Cattleboro. Without the C. It's a silent C. Silent C.
There was one cow. What can I say? Well, thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it. And the work that you're doing, it sounds like it's pretty good stuff.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for sharing it with us. All right. Nice job. All right. Now, before you leave, you know, there's something that we normally do at the end of Can't Beat Kennedy.
Yeah. I'm Maurice Mendonca from Norton, Massachusetts, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Well, wow. Cameron, you want to do it too?
I'm Cam Mendonca from Norton, Massachusetts, and I can't beat Kennedy.
That's an $800 line right there.
Nice job, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, again, just want to remind you, we're going to be out at the Burlington Mall tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We are collecting for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. If you don't know, we do this every year. This is our 12th year. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
A dozen years we've been doing this.
Yep.
Over $1 million worth of toys you have donated over those 12 years. Somewhere
very
like
grateful.
Yeah.
Very, very grateful.
It's, you know, we're like 120,000 toys, I think, is kind of
yep, that's about where we're
somewhere
at.
Where the number is. And so the goal is to get to 10,000 toys by the time we get to December 14th for Deck the Hall Ball. You bring us a new unwrapped toy to the Burlington Mall tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Grinch is going to be there. We're giving away tickets to see that show that's mm-hmm. going to be at the Box Center Wang Theater. That's the Dr. Seuss How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the mm-hmm. musical. Santa will be right there. We're set up right by Santa at the escalator, 11 to 1. Bring us a new toy. We'd love to see you. Stop by, take a picture.
It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll be there, Burlington Mall, 11 to 1 tomorrow. If you want to check out any of the locations, any of the Simon Mall properties, go to mix1041.com. And if you can't make it out, we get that. So we've made it so you can donate money again this year, and we appreciate that.
We do.
I haven't checked where we are on there. I know we had a couple of $1,000 when I asked the other day or somewhere around there.
Hold, please.
Yes, I will hold then, please, Kennedy. And oh, by the way, Kennedy's sister, Jessica, is hanging out with us this morning.
Good morning.
All the way in from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be joining us for toys tomorrow?
I think so.
We would love that.
If you don't have to, if you don't want
to. We're making you work on your trip.
I was just waiting for Kennedy to say you don't have to.
You don't have to. No, you can sleep in. It's totally fine.
Dan,
totally
did you fine. Notice they have the same glasses?
The resemblance is uncanny.
It's like wild. Uncanny. I just clicked.
Twin.
We're about $2,000 right now.
Okay, so that's
it's
like
a nice little start.
Yeah, it's some more toys
all
for
of
sure.
You so much.
All right, let's get to a Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
And now it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Okay, so it's a little bit different this week in that we normally take your emails and surprise Kennedy, but you know, every year Kennedy puts together a parody song for our 10,000 toys, and there have been some classics. You did Måneskin, you did Mariah Carey, you've done Katy Perry,
you've done NSYNC.
I see Britney Spears and One Rep.
I've done a couple of each year, kind of.
And so I said to Kennedy earlier in the week on the air, I was like, I would really love to hear a parody of Shaboozy's A Bar Song Tipsy.
Yeah.
And so you went into the lab, and what did you bring us?
I brought you a mall song, Gifty. Mama, she is working two jobs just to get along. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. The holidays are coming, but she can only work so hard. Let's help her with one problem, let her know she's not alone. So, if everyone could listen to me, everyone deserves something underneath the tree. By bringing us a toy, it's something you can guarantee. Hear this, our plea. Someone show up with a bike and a Barbie, a dancing Elmo and maybe Monopoly, beads for bracelets and My Little Pony. Everybody at the mall getting gifty.
What?
Everybody.
everybody at the mall getting gifty. Everybody at the mall getting gifty. Dozen years been doing it, so we'd really like your check. Pick them all, stop, don't forget, 10K. Grab a couple of your friends, we're going hard until the end. So grab a toy and represent 10K. So if everyone could listen to me, everyone deserves something underneath the tree. But bringing us a toy, it's something you can guarantee. So hear this, our plea. Someone show up with a bike and a Barbie, Dancing Elmo and maybe Monopoly, Beats for Bracelets and My Little Pony. Everybody at the mall getting gifty.
What's that?
Everybody at the mall getting gifty.
One more time.
Everybody at the mall getting gifty.
That was great, Kennedy.
Here, thank you.
I love that so much. Welcome. Listen, some of the sisters write novels and some write parody songs.
And there we are.
Yep. You are a creative family.
We are.
You should write a novel about parody songs.
Great idea.
You stick to doing that. She'll stick to doing that. We'll stick to doing this.
By the way, if you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, please email it to me. Don't text it in. We like to surprise Kennedy normally with it. You can drop me an email. It's Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. Again, that's Carson at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no. Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Jamie from Drakett.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Kennedy.
We also have her daughter, Angel, who is in the car with her. They are both off to work together. Good morning, ladies.
I'm sorry, it's Angie.
Angie, my apologies. And say hey to Kennedy's sister, Jessica, who is hanging out with us this morning.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jamie?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five trivia questions. You know how this works. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. She's gone into that soundproof studio. Jessica, do you want to verify that she is in the soundproof studio, please?
She is.
Yeah. What is she looking
at? She looks lost and confused.
She is very lost and
little
confused.
Little girl.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Lorne Michaels turns 80 over the weekend. What show is he known for?
Lorne Michaels.
Live from New York.
It happens on a weekend.
Oh my God.
I can't help you anymore.
It's a sketch comedy show.
Okay, stop
SNL?
It.
SNL.
Half a point.
Speaking of SNL, Pete Davidson also has a birthday this weekend. He's 31. Which of these three women has Pete Davidson not dated? Kim Kardashian, Kate Beckinsale, or Sydney Sweeney? Which one has he not dated?
Sydney Sweeney.
Camila Cabello revealed on her Instagram stories yesterday that she's taking a little bit of an internet break. Some of her fans think the timing is a little suspect since her ex, Shawn Mendes, dropped his new album last night. Which girl group was Camila Cabello in?
Fifth Harmony.
That was pretty good how they did that in harmony. Kelly Clarkson put a country spin on Please, Please, Please during one of her karaoke performances this week. And it's definitely worth a listen. Which pop star sings Please, Please, Please?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Helps have an 18-year-old in the car.
Question number five. She's my favorite artist too, Dan. And I'm not 18.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Bad Chem, best song on the album, Don't Fight Me, Bro.
I wasn't gonna.
Margot Robbie listens to the Titanic soundtrack when she needs to cry for a movie scene. She was actually in the middle of doing that on set when Kate Winslet came to visit Leonardo DiCaprio and it freaked her out. Which movie did Margot star in with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What?
Why? No, nothing.
Okay. What, are you upset about question number one? You're the one that started throwing out clues.
Sal's going to be upset.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Jamie and Angie got 5 out of 5 correct.
But you don't think they did?
No, they did.
All right.
There was just some assistance by both of us.
Well, I mean, you started it. I just followed you into the pool, Dan.
I see how it is.
You started swimming. I'm like, let's go.
Took a couple more strokes than me.
I did. Save that clip for the end of the year, Kennedy. These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the drama. Are you ready?
Yes.
Lorne Michaels turns 80 over the weekend. What show is he known for?
Saturday Night Live.
Speaking of SNL, Pete Davidson also has a birthday this weekend. He's turning 31. Which of these three women has Pete Davidson not dated? Kim Kardashian, Kate Beckinsale, Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Camila Cabello revealed on her Instagram stories yesterday she's taking an internet break. Some of her fans think her timing is a little suspect since her ex Shawn Mendes dropped his new album last night. Which girl group brought her to fame?
Fifth Harmony.
Kelly Clarkson put a country spin on Please, Please, Please during one of her Kellyoke performances this week. Which pop star sings Please, Please, Please?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Margot Robbie listens to the Titanic soundtrack when she needs to cry for a movie scene. She was actually in the middle of doing that on set when Kate Winslet came to visit Leonardo DiCaprio and it freaked her out.
Wow.
Which movie did Margot Robbie star in with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
There goes the suspense. You said Saturday Night Live. That is correct. Sydney Sweeney. That is correct. Question number 3, Fifth Harmony. Yes, that is correct. Sabrina Carpenter obviously sings Please, Please, Please. And question number 5, Wolf of Wall Street. That is correct. Nice job.
Thought I had you for a second on the last one.
I did too.
5-5 is the final score. And with a 5-5 tie, because it makes our boss Sal very upset, we're going to give you the $100.
Hey.
Yeah, say it with me, ladies. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Yes.
It's a movement, really.
It's a trend on social media, I believe, right now.
Totally.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, and hashtag suck it, Sal. Those are the top 3 trends on the internet.
100%.
Right. All right, so you got the $100, but you don't get the win. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, we're Jamie and Angie, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Woo! Well, you can tie her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Carrie from Peabody.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Carrie, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She sounds confident. Like she's ready to win $1,000.
Really, I'm trying to be. I want to be.
This is for $1,000, Carrie.
Okay.
You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, unfortunately, I can't give you the money, okay?
That's okay.
We have Kennedy's sister. Jessica's in hanging out with us. You'll verify Kennedy has left the studio.
She's gone.
Yeah, no monkey business
all
around
right
here.
Mm-mm.
Question number 1. Who played the lead, Vivian Ward, in Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts.
Well, an alleged beef between Lizzo and Lana Del Rey on social media has now been debunked as fake. I'm very sad about that. It was very funny. And speaking of real or fake, is this headline real or fake? Lana Del Rey marries alligator farmer.
Fake.
Quest number 3. Taylor Swift debuted an extensive holiday collection Wednesday with dozens of Easter eggs. What was the name of Taylor Swift's debut album?
Oh, God. Lover.
Question number 4. Which character said the iconic line, as if, in Clueless?
Cher.
And question number five, what's the name of the fictional magazine in Ugly Betty where Betty Suarez worked?
Oh, I don't know. Americana Vogue.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Ooh, that was quick.
Mm-hmm.
You were not messing around, Carrie, and I appreciate that.
No, I drive. I drive my hottest.
It says here you're demoing a new CO2 laser at work.
Yeah, I work for Meraki Medical Aesthetics in Reading, and we're demoing a new CO2 laser that does skin tightening and anti-wrinkle reduction and all good stuff today.
New laser.
Speaking my language.
Pew, 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 pew.
I know, right? It's great.
Carrie got, is it 2 out of 5, Dan?
2.
All right, well
good.
Done,
it's better than one.
That's true. It's better than a suit. And these are tough. I think there's a chance here.
Yeah, they were.
You ready? Are you ready, Kennedy?
I'm ready.
Question number one, who played the lead, Vivian Ward, in Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts.
Tied at 1. Well, an alleged beef between Lizzo and Lana Del Rey on social media has now been debunked as fake.
Oh, it was? I'm glad, because that was awful.
That was very funny, though.
It wasn't funny. It was mean. It's girl and girl hate. I didn't like it.
And speaking of real or fake, is this headline real or fake? Lana Del Rey marries alligator farmer.
No, that's true.
It is true. That is a real headline.
Oh, darn.
She married an alligator farmer a couple of months ago. 2-1. Question number three. Taylor Swift debuted an extensive holiday collection Wednesday with dozens of Easter eggs. What was the name of Taylor Swift's debut album?
Taylor Swift.
It is self-titled. That is correct. 3-1, you Swifty.
I thank Dan for that. He teaches me things.
I got your back.
Yep. The resident Swifty, Dan.
As I sit here in my Taylor Swift shirt. Which character said the iconic line, as if, in Clueless?
Cher.
Cher Horowitz, that is correct. 4-2, question number 5. Kennedy, what was the name of the fictional magazine in Ugly Betty where Betty Suarez worked?
Oh, I don't know.
No idea? Mode.
Oh.
It was Mode. How'd you do over there, Jessica?
Not great.
So trivia knowledge doesn't run in the family?
No, I got 3.
Okay, that's not bad.
Did very well.
That's not bad.
Yeah, we all did well.
4-2 is the final score. Carrie, you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you listening and playing today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, good luck with your laser.
Thank you very much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Carrie from Peabody, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.